someone admitted it's true.
No, I won't, because it's not. I use swear words like anybody else.
Oh, really? See, I never heard you. Someone is it that you do all this cussing after I go to bed, or?
I swear when it's appropriate.
Simon, the whole point of swearing is that it ain't appropriate. Hey there, Nora. Heading off for some glamorous romance?
Let's hope so. See you two tomorrow. Don't let Mal get you into too much trouble while I'm gone.
Fine, Al. Have good sex. What? Oh! Now this would be a perfect time for a swear word.
What happened in here?
Need to find some tape.
So you had to tear my infirmary apart?
Apparently.
My God. You're like a trained ape. Without the training.
Jane. I told you we're setting down at the Canton factory settlement on Higgins Moon.
Yep, that you did.
Canton don't allow guns in their town.
Yes, sir. That's why I ain't strapping one to my hip.
No, that's why you ain't strapping one anywhere.
Oh, listen, Mal, I was in Canton a few years back. I might have made me a few enemies thereabouts, so.
Enemies? You? No, how can it be?
Just don't like the idea of going in there empty-handed is all.
Why are you still arguing what's been decided?
Okay, Nora, we're atmospheric. You are good to go.
Thanks, Wash. Disengaging. 3, 2, 1.
Canton really stinks.
That's what makes it such a great drop point. No one comes to that doesn't have to.
I vote we do this job really, really fast.
Kessler's our man. He's holding the goods we're to deliver. We go in, make contact, easy peasy. Zoe, you're holding down the fort. Call ahead to Bernoulli, let him know he'll have his merchandise end of the week.
Don't I usually stay with the ship?
I outrank you. Have fun.
So this is a place where they make mud.
Yep. Clay, really. You'd be surprised how many things it ends up in. Serenity's got more than a few ceramic parts in her.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Captain, don't you think Simon should come with us?
What? Oh, Kaylee, I don't think so.
You go on, boy. See the sights. I can watch over your sister. I believe we've been developing a rapport.
I don't know. River...
Go on. I'm a shepherd, after all. I should be able to keep my eye on a flock of what?
I'm not going that far, Doctor, and you might maybe make yourself useful.
Come again?
The management here don't take too kindly to sights here, which is why we're posing as buyers. There ain't one of us that looks apart more than the good doctor. I mean, the pretty fits. Soft hands, definitely a moneyed individual. All rich and lily white, pasty all over.
All right. Fine. I'll go. Just stop describing me.
You're the boss. Boss.
He's the boss now. Day keeps getting better and better.
Any is employees only. If you're getting back to landing, unless you have business here.
Yes. Yes, I'm looking to buy some mud.
Well, then, come to the right place. Of course, we can handle any volume here. We have over 2,000 workers, mostly indentured. We pay them next to nothing. That way, we can pass the savings directly onto you, the customer.
Savings? Excellent. That's, because as I said before, I'm gonna be needing quite a bit of it. I, I'm a buyer.
A best of its kind. We mix it, we brick it raw right here on the premises. You have the right catalyst, you kiln it proper. This stuff's 10 times stronger than steel and half the weight.
Yes. I've heard great.
What happened to Simon? Who is this diabolical master of disguise?
He's learning.
Excuse me, boss. I'm sure the foreman has things need attended. Why don't we wander a bit, take a look at the operation, then you can figure on whether we get an account here.
Yes? Yes. Yes, we'll wander a bit.
Fair enough. Come to see me when you're through.
All right. Set to work in town, find our man Kessler, get this job done.
Boy's gonna get us killed. Just do this deal and get.
His disguise ain't half as funny as yours. Where are you supposed to be anyway?
You haven't been here in years, Jane. You really think you need that get up? No one's gonna remember you.
I think it's possible they might. Tell me how come there's a statue of you here looking at me like I owe him something?
Wishing I could, Captain.
No, seriously. Jane, you want to tell me?
No, I got no rotten idea. I was here a few years back, like I said. Pulled a second story, stole a lot of scratch from the magistrate up on the hill. But things went way south. I had to hightail it. They don't put you on a pedestal in town square for that.
Yeah, except I'm looking at some fair compelling evidence, as they do.
This must be what going mad feels like.
I think they captured him, though, you know. Captured his essence.
He looks sort of angry, don't he?
That's kind of what I meant.
Chief 4 on duty. Chief 4 on duty.
Oh, hey, I got an idea. Instead of us hanging around playing art critic until I get pinched by the man, how's about we move away from this eerie-ass piece of work and get on with our creasingly eerie-ass day? How's that?
I don't know. This year's a spectacle might warrant a moment's consideration.
Everywhere I go, his eyes keep following me.
Come on, Gorilla. We got a job. Let's go do it. Get the hell out of here. I crossed the magistrate of this company town. Understand? He ain't exactly a forgiving sort of guy.
Magistrate Higgins, I may presume.
You may, but I only make the people I own use my title. Mr. Higgins, we'll do fine.
And you can call me Inara, Mr. Higgins.
It's a rare pleasure. Your visit to my little moon? Journey wasn't too taxing?
Not at all. I'm refreshed and ready. Shall we begin at, say, 7:30?
Perfect. I have a feeling it will take all your arts to deal with this particular problem.
Every problem, Mr. Higgins, is an opportunity in disguise.
What are we up to, sweetheart?
Fixing your Bible.
What?
Bible's broken. Contradictions, false logistics, doesn't make sense.
No, no, you can't...
So we'll integrate non-progressional evolution theory with God's creation of Eden. 11 inherent metaphoric parallels already there. 11. Important number, prime number. One goes into the house of 11, 11 times, but always comes out one. Noah's Ark is a problem.
Really?
We'll have to call it early quantum state phenomenon. Only way to fit 5,000 species of mammal in the same boat.
Give me that. Maybe you don't fix the Bible.
It's broken. It doesn't make sense.
It's not about making sense. It's about believing in something. And letting that belief be real enough to change your life. It's about faith. You don't fix faith, River. It fixes you. You hang on to those, then.
Can't be a statue of me. No reason for it. Flies in the face of every kind of sense.
Won't argue with that.
They call it mother's milk. All the protein, vitamins, and carbs of your grandma's best turkey dinner, plus 15% alcohol.
It's horrific. It worked for the Egyptians.
What's that?
From the ancient Egyptians. Back on Earth it was. Not so different from the ancestral form of beer they fed the slaves to build their pyramids. It's liquid bread. Kept them from starving and knocked them out at night so they wouldn't be inclined to insurrection.
Wow, Simon, that was so historical.
Now, what's a gussied up fellow like you doing in a place like this?
Shake your head, boy. Your eyes are stuck. Get!
You wouldn't be looking for Keston.
Just having a brew.
I knew a Keston.
Knew?
He was a good middleman. Low profile. Didn't filch. Last week, the factory foreman and his prog crew heard he was moving contraband through town. Gave him a peck of trouble for it.
What kind of peck was that?
The kind where they hacked off his hands and feet with a machete. Rolled him into the bog.
They peck pretty hard around here.
Listen, my client off-world is waiting for his delivery. If the goods are gone...
Not to worry. Your man's merchandise is here, safe in Kessler's hiding place. We just got to figure out how to get it across town without being seen by the foreman and his prods. I advise we all just lay low for a moment.
James.
He's here tomorrow.
The man they call James. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain.
The hero of Canton, the man they call James.
Our Jane saw the mutter's backs breaking. He saw the mutter's laments. And he saw the magistrate taking every dollar and leaving 5 cents. So he said, "You can't do that to my people." He said, "Can't crush them under your heel."
Yeah, Mel.
Jane strapped on his hat.
You got any light you'd like to shed on this development? No, Mel.
No, this must be what going mad feels like.
Now here is what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. The man they call Jane, he turn around his plane and let that money hit skies.
I stole that money from Higgins, like the song says. Lifted me one of his hovercraft. I got tagged by anti-aircraft. Started losing altitude. Had to dump them strong boxes. Stay airborne. Entrees alone. And I drop it right square in the middle of Mud Farmer Central.
We gotta go to the crappy town where I'm a hero.
Hello?
In here, River.
I tore these out of your symbol, and they turned into paper. But I want to put them back, so...
Sorry. What's that? River? River, come back!
Creature, what the hell did you stick in...
Whoa!
Captain, now they're off the subject of me. Shouldn't we be getting the hell out of here?
I'd say that's a reasonable request, given the circumstances.
Rotten mutters.
Give me some milk.
Don't you understand? He's come back. It's Jane.
Hero Cannon won't be drinking that shunk, man. Yeah, he drinks the best whiskey in the house.
What's going on? This how people lay low where you're from?
Not generally, no.
Listen, friend, I came here to make sure a deal went down solid. Not to get chopped up by the Canton Pride crew and fed to the bog.
I understand your concerns, friend. This was all part of our new plan.
Captain, how exactly is
still working the details.
My son, Fess Higgins.
Hello, Fess. Mr. Higgins, this shuttle is a place of union. I'm sure you can appreciate it.
What is this? I brought you here to bed, my son, not from a tea party.
Sir, the companion greeting ceremony is a ritual with centuries of tradition.
My son is 26 years old, and he ain't yet a man. 26. And since he can't find a willing woman himself...
Mr. Higgins, you're not allowed here.
What?
As I've said, this room is a consecrated place of union. Only your son belongs here.
Well, I'm...
Now, why don't you go on and let us begin our work?
No, listen here, young lady.
Good night, Mr. Higgins. Well, that's a bit more peaceful. Will you sit?
You know, I've saved lives. Dozens. Maybe hundreds. I reattached a girl's leg. Her whole leg. She named her hamster after me. I got a hamster. He drops a box of money. He gets to town.
Hamster's just nice.
To Jane. The box-dropping, mayonnaise gone wrong thing.
You are pretty funny.
And you're pretty... pretty.
What did you just say?
Just say that you're pretty. Even when you're covering engine grease, you're... No, it's especially when you're covering engine grease.
It's time to get out of this nut house. I got some planning to work out.
Now, Captain, things are going so well.
I suppose. Jane's certainly feeling better about life, but...
I
really
said
better.
Things are going well.
Oh, well. Well, I tell you what. Jane is stuck here with his adoring masses. Why don't you and Simon hang around and keep an eye on him for me?
They say the snow on the roof is too heavy. They say the ceiling will cave in. His brains are in terrible danger.
River? Please, why don't you come on out?
No, can't. Too much hair.
Is that it?
Hell yes, Preacher. If I didn't have stuff to get done, I'd be in there with her.
It's the rules of my order. Like the book, it symbolizes...
River, honey, he's putting the hair away now.
Doesn't matter. It'll still be there, waiting.
Hey, we're home!
Where you guys been? Mal, Bernoulli's chomping at the bit. Says he wants his merchandise yesterday.
Yeah, well, we still got a few wrinkles to work out on the deal.
Did you know that Jane is a bona fide folk hero? Got a song and everything.
Oh, it's, you've been drinking, husband.
That he has. Don't make it any less the case.
You tell me that Jane...
It's true. True enough, we can use it. Anyways, we talked a few pillars of the Mutter community into having a little Jane Day celebration in Town Square tomorrow. It should buy us enough of a distraction to get the stolen goods out from under the foreman and his crew of prods.
You're really going to have to start again. Jane's a what?
This whole thing, it is embarrassing. My father's right again, I guess. I'd have to bring you here.
Your father isn't right, Vess. It's not embarrassing to be a virgin. It's simply one state of being. As far as bringing me here... Companions choose the people they're to be with very carefully. For example, if your father had asked me to come here for him, I wouldn't have.
Really?
Really, Beth. But you're different from him. The more you accept that, the stronger you'll become.
So the magistrate, he let you folks keep all that cash?
He did. And it pained him, that's for dead sure. When he found out, he sent his prods in to take it back from us, but the workers resisted.
Fought the law, huh?
If the mutters are together on a thing, there's too many of us to be put down. So in the end, he just called it a bonus.
It's one hell of a bonus.
And then, when we put that statue of you in Town Square, he rolled in, wanted to tear it down, but the whole town rioted.
You guys have it, Riot. On account of me. My very own Riot.
I can't believe you're back.
How could I stay away?
Magistrate Higgins. My son's out there. I pray to God losing his jury.
There's a problem in Workertown, sir. Jane Cobb's come back.
Evening, Stitch.
What do you want with me?
Nothing. Done your time, you paid your debt. Time you were on your way.
I
believe these were your personal effects?
You keep me in that box 4 years. You give me a loaded gun.
You got the urge to use it, no doubt. But I'm not the one who brought you in on that robbery. I'm not the one who partnered up with you and then turned on you when his plan went south. How high up was that shuttle when he pushed you out? 30 feet? Jane Cobb. Cost you 4 years of your life, plus a perfectly good eyeball. And here's the poetical portion. He's back in town. This very day. Best of luck in your new life.
There was some drinking, but, we certainly didn't. No, I would never. Not with Kaylee.
What do you mean, not with me?
Yeah, Where's my hero?
Your love for me now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, and they call me
Eggs. The living legend needs eggs. Or maybe another milk.
No, living legend needs to come with us. He's got a little appearance to make.
He does?
That's right. This job here's gone way past long enough.
All right, well, you go on now. I got me important hero type stuff to do.
Where are you going?
Going with you.
I don't think so. No, maybe you ought to stay here. It's about the time for a civilized person to have his breakfast. That's the sort of thing would be appropriate, don't you think?
Excuse me, can I see a menu?
A what?
You're very quiet.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd feel different after. Aren't I supposed to be a man now?
A man is just a boy who's old enough to ask that question. Our time together, it's a ritual, a symbol. It means something to your father. I hope it was not entirely forgettable for you.
No, it was.
But it doesn't make you a man. You do that yourself.
Beth! Beth Higgins! Get out here!
So, that's what the little Jane celebration we got planned comes in. Should give us enough time to get the goods back in Serenity.
I don't know. You think we should be using my fame to hoodwink folks?
I better laugh when you say that.
No, really, Mal, I mean, maybe there's something to this. The Mudders, I think I really made a difference in their lives. No. Me, Jane Cobb.
I know your name, jackass.
You know they threw a riot on my account?
A riot.
Morning, kids.
Is that Jane? Is that really him? Wash, pinch me. I must be dreaming.
Oh, hell, I'll pinch you.
Just get on over to Town Square, Jane. Your friends are waiting.
You think we can get this stuff across town without being noticed?
Gotta find it first.
Here we go. Let's get it dug up.
A criminal hearing?
Yeah, my father's ordered me to attend. See, there's this man. What happened when I was growing up here? He stole a ton of money from my dad and gave it to the poor, to my father's workers. He's become kind of a folk hero in Canton.
Go on.
Well, he's back. Apparently he landed here yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh, no. I know this man. He just has this idiotic sense of nobility, you know? He can never just let things go. He thinks he's this hard-hearted criminal, and he can be unrelenting. But there's a side to him that's just so...
You mean you actually know Jane?
Jane? Jane Cobb? You're talking about Jane Cobb?
Yes, Jane Cobb, the hero of Canton. The only person I ever saw who stood up to my father. My dad had him traced back to a ship. He had port control, put a landlock on it. Jane will get back and find out that he's grounded. I sort of hate the idea of his getting caught.
Yes, that would be bad.
Could I just get the check, please?
Her tell you run with Jane Cobb.
Excuse me?
You're gonna take me to that dirty, low-down shingle of a man?
Listen, sir, I don't know who you
are. Sir! Look at me, you panty-waist idiot! I just spent the last 4 years steaming in a hot box and you're sirring me? Folks say you're part of Jane's team. So... Where is that no-good reptile? Hide yourself. Tell me, boy, I'll cut off every last bit of them good looks. Oh, not done yet, youngin'. That's gonna cost you an eye.
They love their boy. Just drive by nice and slow.
Come on, sir. Let's just get
in. Magistrate says no. We hold position. Understand me?
Louis, pack down the cargo. Wash, you heat up Serenity. We'll clean this mess inside half an hour.
Already there. Let's go get our wayward babes.
I'm no good with words. Don't use them much myself. But I want to thank you all for being here and thinking so much of me. As far as I see it, you people have been given the shortest end of the stick ever been offered a human soul in this crap Hillverse. But you took that end. And you... Well, you took it.
Yeah.
And that's... Well, I guess that's something.
Wow. That didn't sound half bad.
I'm shocked my own self.
Stitch-hition. Well, hey there, Jane. Thought I'd make you watch while I butcher me one of your boys. You ain't one of mine. Where you been hiding? You gone got yourself looking mighty hideous. Yeah. Now Jane gets his.
Oh, honey.
Kaylee?
What's this about a hero of Kent? Is I hearing that right? 4 years of lockdown plays tricks on the ear.
I ain't a hero, Stitch. Just a working stiff like you.
Oh. Yep, he's right. Jane is. Heck, we used to work together, he and I.
Now, why don't you just let old Stitch speak his piece?
Go on, then.
Whole lot of money in a magistrate's safe, weren't there, Jane? Got away clean, too. But then our plane took a hit and we're going down. We dumped the fuel reserve, dumped the life support, hell, we even dumped the seats. And there's Jane, the money, and me. There was no way he was going to drop that money.
He did. He dropped it on the mutters.
By accident, you inbred dunghead. He tossed me out first. For 6 months we run together, he turned me out before I could scream.
You'd have done the same.
No, never. You protect the man you're with. You watch his back. Everybody knows that. Hell, except the hero again.
You gonna talk me to death, buddy? Is that the plan?
This is the plan.
What's wrong with you? Did you hear a word he said?
All of you! You think there's someone just gonna drop money on you? Money they can use? Well, there ain't people like that. There's just people like me.
For this month, Paul.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Guyang.
Hello, Wash. Has there been a problem with takeoff?
Is there a problem?
Is there a problem?
No. We're fine.
You did what?
I set an override to port control. Lifted the landlock on Serenity.
How to wipe that smile off your head. How dare you defy me, you...
You wanted to make a man out of me, Dad. I guess it worked.
Oh.
walking, Preacher Man.
You gotta be steely. Can't be letting men stomp on you so much.
That wasn't exactly a plan.
We ain't weak. You couldn't beat him back? Or would that not be appropriate?
You're never letting go of that, are you?
Well, you confound me some is all. I mean, you like me well enough, and we get along, and then you go all stiff.
I'm not... I didn't...
See, you're doing it right now. What's so damn important about being proper? It don't mean nothing out here in the black.
It means more out here. It's all I have. I mean, my way of being polite, or however, it's the only way I have of showing you that I like you. Of showing respect.
So when we made love last night...
When we what?
You really are such an easy mark.
Don't make no sense. What? Why the hell did that mutter have to go and do that for, Mel? Jumping in front of that shotgun blast. Hell, there weren't one of them understood what happened out there. They're probably sticking that statue right back up.
Most likely.
I don't know why that eats at me so.
It's my estimation that every man ever got a statue made of him was one kind of some bitch or another. Ain't about you, Jane. It's about what they need.
Don't make no sense.